Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of Team Liberty Radio, this 2016 Super Tuesday election recap. As I know, states out west are still polling at this time, but big majority of the states have already ended their polling. We're going to look at quick results on the Democratic and Republican side after in a few minutes. But what I would first like to start out with, I like to encourage everyone to visit our website at www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. I'd like to thank everyone who has been to our website and read our articles. Thank you for everything you do. Keep the word out. Keep spreading the word about the website, helping this website and our radio show grow. Usually we can be reached on Sunday nights at 6 p.m., but with this pivotal Super Tuesday race for the president, primaries, caucuses, and this very, very, very important election season, I decided to do a special show tonight recapping what happened on Super Tuesday. I would love to have your questions, comments on what you think about how Super Tuesday went. Our calling number is area code 845-277-9109. We will take your calls towards the end of the show, but I would encourage anybody that, whether you agree or disagree with what I have to say or would like to make a comment in general, call in to the show. Again, that calling number is area code 845-277-9109. Or if you would like to, we do have a chat board. Just send us your question via the chat board. I'll be glad to answer it on the air. Note that you can only use the chat board or the live calling number or the calling number during the live show. You will not be able to during the rebroadcast on our podcast. But before we get into the election results, I would like to look at something that while I was at work, I was listening around the United States over an app on my cell phone of different talk shows, news talk shows around the country and the states that are having the Super Tuesday elections today. And there was a couple reports, one out of Virginia, one out of Texas, voter fraud going on in these two Super Tuesday states. Granted, beforehand, I have called out on this when the irregularities out in Iowa was called during the Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders caucus out there about the fraud possible going on out there. And if this is the case of in Texas and in Virginia, then it needs to be brought forward, not hit on mainstream media. It needs to be brought out, and the parties that is responsible for committing the fraud needs to be persecuted to the fullest extent of law. I don't care if it is Donald Trump's people, Marco Rubio's people, Ted Cruz's people, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, anybody on the GOP or Democratic side, they need to be persecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But what I And I'm working on the article as of right now for the show, for my website dealing with this. It's either going to be released tomorrow or Thursday. And I'm just going to, one of the states in Texas that some of the irregularities was from is from people that called into the radio station KLBJ in Austin, Texas. And they called into the talk show that, according to them, the people that called in said the computers was freezing up and other glitches were causing voting snafus at locations all around Travis County. People that was voting in Travis County, when they'd go back and check their votes, who they voted for, it would come back and show for Marco Rubio. If they voted for Trump, it would show Marco Rubio. If they voted for Cruz, half the time it would show Cruz, half the time it would show Rubio. I'm not going to go ahead and throw Rubio under the bus for this because we don't know who it is. But this is highly illegal and needs to be persecuted full sent off. I will go more in depth on my article. I am working now on it. It'll be a work in progress as more comes out, but hopefully the article will be released on my website either sometime tomorrow or Thursday at the latest. And we will go more in depth on this on Sunday's show. But in Virginia voter received ballot already marked for Rubio. Then this follows reports out of Texas where votes for candidates was being switched to Rubio. And I have got a picture of the ballot that this guy out of Virginia was given. He did take a picture of it and posted it on social media. I'm going to include the picture of that in the article to show everybody that this brand new voter card that he received where he can make the votes was already marked in favor of Marco Rubio. But when the general register for the city of Richmond, where this incident happened, the general register argued that there is no reason for voters to be alarmed. Instead of taking the ballot and giving the person another ballot, he claimed that he blamed a previous female voter who allegedly filled out two ballots at once, handed one in, and returned the other without telling polling staff it had already been inadvertently marked. I've been voting since I was 18 years old, and the place where I vote, you give them a ballot back, they go ahead and throw it away. They do not put it back in the stack. Common sense, folks. And then the register for the city of Richmond said the two ballots were stuck together when they were issued, and the woman they were handed voted on both of them. And then it was reported that some of the other issues around the Richmond area was ballots were being placed inside a duffel bag instead of the ballot counting machine. Like I said, I'm going to research this more. But, folks, if voter fraud did happen in these two states, whoever committed this fraud of deceiving voters should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. That's all I'm going to say on this stuff now. I'm going to have more to say in my article next week and on Sunday show at 6 p.m. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll start with covering the results of the Super Tuesday primaries. I would love to have you call in. Our call-in number is area code 845-277-7777. 9109 or message us on the chat board, and I'll answer your questions, your comments, your concerns. But we will be back right after this quick break. See you after the break, folks. Welcome back, folks. Again, our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. I'd love to get your questions, comments, concerns about the results of Super Tuesday, or you can message on our chat board. But first, we're going to start with the Democratic side on Super Tuesday, and I'm going to start with the polls that are already closed. In Alabama, Hillary Clinton took Alabama 79% to 18% with 69% reporting. Clinton took Arkansas 68% to 28% with 49% of the precinct with 49% reporting. In Georgia, Clinton took 71%. To Sanders, 28% with 88% reporting. Clinton also took Tennessee, 66 to 33 with 93% reporting. Hillary took Texas, 66% to 31% with 35% reporting. And she also took Virginia, 64% to 35% with 100% reported. Now, none of this surprised me on Hillary taking the states, this many states, because as I've stated before, she is the quintessential nominee on the Democratic side to be the next president of the United States. Now, going to Sanders, as of right now, he has won two states to Clinton six. I'm not surprised that Bernie won his home state of Vermont 86% to 14% with 80% reported. Now, what I am surprised on is that Bernie Sanders took the state of Oklahoma 52% to 41% with 99% reporting. That, it, to me, is a big surprise right there. I cannot believe Sanders took Oklahoma. I figure that would be a give me for Clinton. But as there's three states in progress right now, and we have in Massachusetts with 82% reporting as of right now, Clinton leads Sanders 51% with 503,794 votes 50.7% to Sanders 477,082, 41.1% of the votes, with 82% polling. This is going to be a close one. So Bernie might take Massachusetts, he might not. And Sanders just took another state as of right now. I was going to say it was in debate right now, but Sanders has took the state of Colorado. Much to my surprise, he has took the state of Colorado. Folks, to me, that is a big surprise right there. and I'm sitting here, and I do apologize, folks, as I am having computer trouble right now. That's just great. I wanted to give you these results. Bear with me just a second right here, folks. But that is a big surprise that Clinton did take I am shocked right here that he did take Colorado. I'm pulling it up back now. It is reloading. But with him taking Colorado, I am surprised. But there's also one more state left. Here we go. Finally, folks. I do have it back up now. But I'm not getting the what I had earlier, folks. I do apologize on this. This is not how I wanted my show to go. I apologize, everyone. But anyway, Minnesota is still undecided between two. It is a close race in Minnesota. But it is basically over in the Democratic side because it looks like Hillary's going to take it. But to get more to the Republican side where it is a here we go. Finally got everything pulled back up. And again, folks, I do apologize. I'm going to real quick back on the touch of the Colorado side. Sanders did take Colorado 58% to Hillary's 40% with only 29% voting. And in Minnesota, as right now, Sanders leads Clinton 59% to 41% with 15% reporting. So Sanders has a possibility to cut into Hillary's lead, but as of right now, I don't see it doing much to take Hillary out of the lead dog seat heading to the November primaries. Now let's switch sides to the Republican side, as I am not surprised on how this is turning out as of right now. I am surprised in some states I am not surprised. But we'll start with the first states that closed. Trump took Alabama 44% to Cruz's 21% with 72% reporting. In Arkansas, which I am surprised it was not closer, even though this was close, Trump took Arkansas 34% to Cruz's 30% with 53%. In Georgia, Trump took 40% with Cruz taking 24% with 90% reporting. Now, this right here was a complete blowout. In Massachusetts, Trump took 49% to Kasich's 18% with 82% reporting. Trump also took Tennessee 40% to Cruz's 24% with 93% reporting. And Trump also took Virginia, which I knew whoever won this state, it would be real close. But Trump took Virginia 35% to Rubio's 32% with 100% of the precinct reporting. In progress as of right now, Let's go to the states that I've already finished. Cruz took Oklahoma 34% to Trump's 28% with 100% reporting. Cruz also took his home state of Texas 43% to Trump's 28% with 40% reporting. In Minnesota, just went final. Rubio took Minnesota with 37% to Cruz's 28% with 53% reporting. In process right now, Vermont, Trump has a slim lead over Kasich. Trump leads Kasich 15,838 with 32% to Kasich's, or excuse me, just re-updated with 80% reporting. Cruz 16,073 votes, 32.3% to Kasich's 15,285, 30.8%. Rubio in third with 9,679 with 19.5%. So these are the ones that are in process right now. Alaska, which is 5 hours behind us, has yet to report anything as of right now. Nothing reporting right now. So it is still up to debate on that. But as you can see on the Republican side, it is going to be, for lack of better terms, from a former wrestling master, it is going to be a slobber knocker between Trump, Cruz, and Rubio to see who gets the nomination at the RNC. I expect to be a lot of dirty tricks, a lot of shenanigans pulled between now and the RNC in Cleveland. It's going to be very, very interesting between now and then. So, folks, let's get ready for the ride and see how this goes. I'm going to look at the delegate count as of right now for each candidate, starting with the Republican side, since I have it up right now. As of right now, Trump has 221 delegates, Cruz has 69, Rubio has 41, Kasich has 19, and Ben Carson has 7. And to win the nomination on the Republican side, you must have 1,237 delegates. Now we'll switch over to the Democratic side. And this is total delegates with regular delegates and super delegates. Clinton has 918 to Bernie Sanders, 276. On the Democratic side, to win the nomination, you have to have 2,382 total delegates to win the nomination. This is basically, to me, an already done deal on the Democratic side, but the fun is going to be on the Republican side, like I said, between Trump, Rubio, and Cruz, and the rest of the rest of the pack, I should say. Kasich and Carson, I don't see as pretty viable. It's down to a three-man race with Trump, Cruz, and Rubio. And so it's going to be fun between now and Cleveland, between these three. So let's hold on. Let's hold on, enjoy the ride, and see how bumpy it gets. Well, let's look at the upcoming primaries that will be coming up so we can get a good look at look at what will be coming up for. Here we go. The primary schedule for the upcoming events. The next primary coming up will be, come on, we're at Super Tuesday, will actually be March the 5th, and that will consist of the state of Kansas. Then the Kentucky caucus, which will be the Republican side, also on March 5th. Louisiana, which will be for both Democrat and Republican. The Maine caucus, which will be for Republican. The Nebraska caucus, which will be for Democrat side. Then on the 6th, you will have the Maine caucus and the Puerto Rico caucus. Now, the main caucus is for the Democrats, where the Republicans is on the 5th, and the Democrats is on the 6th. Like I said, on March the 6th, you'll have the Republican Puerto Rico primary. So that's the upcoming primaries between now and next Sunday's show. We will recap both of these. We'll recap the March the 5th and the March the 6th primaries to see how they are turning out. And we'll also have a recap on Super Tuesday. But folks, look for my article about fraud, a possible fraud in the primary elections. On Super Tuesday, that, like I said, the article will be out between now and Thursday. But our website is www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. Check it out. Spread the word about our show and our website. I appreciate everybody's support and spreading the word. Keep getting it out. But we will see you Sunday night at 6 p.m. at our regularly scheduled time. We'll recap this again, a real fast recap, and we'll look at the primaries for the 5th and 6th. This is Shane LaCroix for Team Liberty Radio signing off.